Greetings, welcome to KTNA's Susitna Writers' Voice program and part of an archived Stardate Susitna. I'm Kathleen Fleming. During the 2016-2017 Seasons with Darkness, I produced these astronomy shows featuring a segment about the upcoming August 21st solar eclipse. Here are some excerpts from those eclipse segments. The following segment originally aired September 4th, 2016. For hundreds of thousands of people, at least, next year's eclipse will be their first, and I doubt that it will be a surprise to anyone. It's the first in nearly 40 years to hit the U.S. mainland, and the broadcast info is or will be inescapable. But imagine if you were living long ago in a pre-scientific, agrarian, or hunter-gatherer culture. Life was dependent on the sun and enhanced by the moon. Maybe you had wise men or women, shaman or priests, soothsayers, astrologers, paying close attention to the natural world and particularly the heavens. They could tell when the seasons were about to change and looked for signs and omens in the stars and planets. Some of those ancient cultures recognized that a solar eclipse occurred when the moon covers the sun, and some of those figured out how to predict solar and lunar eclipses. An astrologer's reputation could be made or lost if he were able or unable to foretell an eclipse. Nearly every ancient culture, whether or not they knew it was coming, felt that solar eclipses were very negative events, scary, fearful, omens of disaster. To quote Dr. E.C. Krupp from his book Beyond the Blue Horizon, "A solar eclipse was a wild, uncanny event. To those who witnessed it, the foundation of the world began to slide toward the brink. The sun was under assault, and if the sun were menaced, the life and landscape below it were also at risk." For me, although I know the science and I marvel at the beauty of the corona and look for the suddenly visible planets, it's obvious that the disappearance of the dependable sun is just plain wrong, and of course the ancients would try to stop it. The most common myth was that something was devouring the sun, a dragon, a monster, a disgruntled god. This is really how it looks, and I typically use words like first nibble when the partial phase begins and bigger bite as the moon progresses across the sun. It truly looks like something is devouring the sun. Completely understandable why warriors would shoot arrows and hurl weapons into the sky toward the beast. Everyone would make loud noises, shouting and screaming, clanging pots and pans, playing instruments and banging anything together to frighten off the beast. Sacrifices were made, human and otherwise, to appease the forces stealing the life of the sun. And whatever the ancients did, it worked. After a few minutes, the sun would come back. Well, this just reinforced their myths and behaviors and probably elevated the reputation of the shaman. Other solar eclipse myths around the globe can be grouped in a few different general themes. The sun and moon are lovers. Usually the sun is female and the moon is male. Either they had a fight and only rarely get together, which causes the eclipse, or they are contented lovers who, when they join, prefer privacy and essentially draw the curtains so Earth can't watch the coupling. Or the sun god is so disgusted with humans that he briefly shuts his light off. A number of cultures widespread across the planet thought that some poisonous precipitation fell from the eclipsed sun. From Germany to Alaska, ancients covered eating utensils and turned over pots and pans, stayed indoors, and put cloth over their mouths to avoid breathing in the noxious vapors. A total solar eclipse is considered by almost everyone as the most dramatic and thrilling, predictable natural event. And though it is now well understood, that ancient anxiety is still activated. And no one is silent. The crowd is chatting and adjusting equipment during the hour plus of the partial phase. But as we watch the thin crescent sun disappear through our eclipse shades, everyone whoops and hollers, laughs and cries, oohs and ahs, glasses come off, and then time flies like never before. More about that in a future program. That was from September 4th, 2016. More archives are upcoming, including a fresh show about the August 21st, 2017 total solar eclipse in the lower 48 and partial eclipse in Alaska. Have a great week and keep looking up.